Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question, are you smarter than Katie? Oh, we're just nailing it left and right. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Producer Jacob, who is normally part of the Face Mask Boys.
Did you say Producer Jacob is the most popular?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I am.
He has the most followers. He has the most followers on social media.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
He's already endorsing a kombucha company.
Right.
What?
Herbal teas.
And kettlebells.
Right. He's on vacation this week, not in rehab like where Kevin was last week as part of the Face Mask Boys, but he'll be back as part of the group in our reunion tour coming up next week here on the Wake Up Call. Playing today, we have Allison from Woodland. Good morning, Allison.
Hi, good morning, you guys. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. So you're in a good spot this morning because win or lose, we have a pair of season passes for you to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom and the Marine World Experience going on right now for a limited time, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So, listen, in reality, if you want to pull off a victory, you just got to get more questions right than Katie to win. However, you're still going to walk away with these passes. Will you do us a favor and kick Katie out of her homemade studio for us, please?
Okay. I want the title.
I love that it doesn't get me.
Why can't anyone just kick her out? I don't know. I can't figure it out. All right, Allison, get more questions right and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question one. Singer Billie Eilish said that the first time she saw Britney Spears dance to one of her songs on Instagram, she almost, quote, pooped her pants. Obviously, she's a huge Britney Spears fan. Billie Eilish is currently 18 years old. But how old was Britney Spears when her first song, Baby One More Time, was released? Was she 15, 16, or 17?
16.
Question two. Juice WRLD had to settle with the number two song this week on the Billboard Hot 100 after his posthumous album dropped last week. His song Come and Go with Marshmello was beat out by DaBaby's Rockstar. Juice WRLD passed in December, unfortunately, but he's proud to be from Chicago. Chicago is not the capital of Illinois. What city is?
3 seconds. Three,
oh my gosh.
Two, one.
Question three. Tomorrow is the start of the Major League Baseball season that was supposed to begin in March but was delayed because of the coronavirus. The league is playing with modified rules this season and only playing 60 games. In the game of baseball, what is the name of the position where the player only bats during the game and doesn't play in the field?
3 seconds.
Oh, gosh. A batter?
Three.
Okay. Question four, happy socially distant birthday to singer and actress Selena Gomez. She's 28 today. From 2007 to 2012, she played Alex on what Disney TV show?
Oh, my gosh.
3 seconds. Three, two.
Wave Masters? I don't know.
Right. Wave Masters?
And question five. Question five. Walmart announced yesterday it'll be closing all of its stores nationwide on Thanksgiving this year so it can give the day off for its employees to be with their families. They're putting a plan together on how to handle Black Friday this year, though. Let's say you went shopping on Black Friday and found a 75-inch TV for $800, but it's 20% off. How much are you saving with that 20% off?
$20.
Katie!
Katie!
Oh, she's back.
What's all the giggles about?
There's so many giggles in here today.
She's giggling.
Some
it's making me giggle.
Sleepover.
She's like Giggles McDimple over there.
I'm having too much fun. Too much
That's
fun.
That's adorable.
We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Thank
all right,
you guys have helped me so much through the pandemic. Like, my family and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, well, that means...
Is that because we're working on a vaccine?
It's in Gavin's bathtub. It is not sanitary, but it might work.
Right.
He's stirring it with an oar.
Yes,
all right, Katie, you're going for your 397th win today. Are you ready?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
There it is. I'm sorry, did we interrupt your yawn?
Oh, you can hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we apologize.
We can hear it because you said, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I have not been sleeping well.
All right, here we go. Question one. Singer Billie Eilish said that the first time she saw Britney Spears dance to one of her songs on Instagram, she, quote, almost pooped her pants. Obviously, she's a huge Britney Spears fan. Billie Eilish is currently 18. But how old was Britney Spears when her first song, Baby One More Time, was released? Was she 15, 16, or 17?
17.
Incorrect.
Damn it, it's 16.
Wow. It is 16.
Son of a bitch. Stupid idiot.
Ooh. Question two. Juice what? WRLD had to settle with the number two song this week on the Billboard Hot 100 after his posthumous album dropped last week. His song Come and Go with Marshmello was beat out by DaBaby's Rockstar. Juice WRLD unfortunately passed in December and was proud to be from Chicago.
This sounds like a bunch of word gibberish together.
Okay. Well, I'm getting to the question. Are you ready?
Okay. I don't know.
Chicago is not the capital of Illinois. What city is?
Okay, please.
3 seconds.
Springfield.
Yes.
Oh, made you nervous there for a second, huh?
Oh, you really know your capitals.
Sure,
she really does.
Question three. Tomorrow is the start of the Major League Baseball season that was supposed to begin in March, but it was delayed because of the coronavirus. The league has been going to be played with modified rules this season, only playing 60 games. In the game of baseball, what is the name of the position where the player only bats during the game and doesn't play in the field?
3 seconds.
Say that again.
Three.
Pinch hitter?
No, that's incorrect. Designated hitter. Designated hitter.
They don't play for the rest of the game, huh? Mm-hmm. Or in any other position?
In the field. They don't play in the field. They just bat.
That seems like the position you want to be.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
You barely have to do anything the whole game.
Question four. Happy socially distant birthday to singer and actress Selena Gomez. She's 28 today. From 2007 to 2012, she played Alex on what Disney TV show?
Oh, my God, Rain. Give me something that's hard. Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wow. Whoa. You like an Alex Russo.
And question five. Walmart announced yesterday that it'll be closing all of its stores nationwide on Thanksgiving this year to give the day off for its employees to be with their families.
Very nice.
They're putting a plan together right now on how to handle Black Friday this year. Let's say you went shopping on Black Friday and you found a 75-inch TV for $800.
Uh-huh.
But it's 20% off.
What a steal.
How much are you saving with that 20% off?
Oh, God.
If I found a TV like that, I would have bought it instantly.
Guys, shut up.
Shut up, Kevin.
Imagine
just
what?
Shut up. Would you just let her do the math? Would you shut your stupid mouth?
It's not that hard to do.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm trying to make it quiet for you.
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Three.
She doesn't look like she's doing
two.
Anything.
Ooh, wow, that is a death stare.
Are you gonna count me down? I'm waiting.
2 seconds. You already ran out of time. We're waiting for an answer.
$80.
Incorrect.
You saved that much? Wow.
You're so close.
You're very close.
Kevin, stop. She was very close.
Yes. Very. $160. Very
Why
close.
Why do you guys have to talk the whole... You know what? I'm just not going to do question five anymore. The best I'll ever get is four right. There. Make you happy? How about if I chat with you from now on for number five? I'll tell you the story of my life. I was born on a rainy Sunday afternoon.
Is this what she feels like doing math? Right.
My mom... I was a week late. And my mom said... You know what my mom says? You didn't want to come out.
3 seconds.
So all right. Today's final score. Allison 1, Katie 2. Katie with the win.
Allison, we're really getting you through this pandemic, huh?
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Katie's new record, 397 wins, 71 losses. But Allison, 2 season passes to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom for you to go check out the Marine World Experience going on right now for a limited time. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Oh, I'm not smarter than Katie.
Who cares anymore?